Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, May 2nd, 2014, and in today's podcast, we continue our discussion of the conflict in Ukraine between the United States and Russia, with a special emphasis on the absurd and stupid, hypocritical nature of it all. It appears this war is financial, since conventional war with Russia is not an option. As President Obama said, it's not on the table. It's too expensive, and we're broke. It's too far away. It's too unstabilizing. But most of all, it is too threatening to the survival of life on planet Earth. Here, too, the United States has no economic interest in Ukraine and no real national security interests either. But the United States makes a habit of drawing imaginary lines in the sand without the ability to enforce them or even the desire to enforce them. As a result, American leadership is looked at as a laughingstock, with the original Kiev coup having been organized by the West. It now has a real basket case on its hands, literally. Ukraine, rich in agricultural potential, gas pipelines, etc., with food becoming more and more valuable and expensive around the world at a time when Ukraine should be a wealthy breadbasket. Instead, it is just simply a basket case, tens of billions of dollars in debt, and unable to meet its obligations. Unfortunately for the Ukrainians, unlike the Americans, they have no printing press to rely on. The IMF, though, the International Monetary Fund, has agreed to save the day, at least for a while. They have stepped in and offered, which has been accepted, a $17 billion loan package approved a couple of days ago, April 30th. $17 billion is half the $35 billion that the Ukrainians owe, $23 billion of that to the European banks. But get this, folks, this is where the category of you can't make this up comes in. $3.5 billion of that money is owed to Gazprom, one of the largest petroleum companies in Russia. That loan is due next Wednesday. The U.S. taxpayers will be, probably, most likely, on the hook for that money. That's right, folks. Can it get any better? The loan deal is dependent on Kiev imposing austerity reforms on the Ukrainian people, including higher taxes, higher energy prices, lower wages, lower welfare payments, etc. The IMF will take care of the banks, and the U.S. and a few others will stand good for it. In other words, our taxpayers will fund an opportunity for the Western banks to destroy the lifestyles of the Ukrainian people. In the meantime, it appears that the U.S. Russia financial war is on. The U.S. announced new sanctions, and the European Union also announced new sanctions of their own. President Obama, to complete the hypocrisy, was in the Philippines when he announced the new sanctions, announcing a 10-year agreement to give American warplanes and warships, along with U.S. troops, access to bases there in the Philippines. At the same time, he was chastising and sanctioning Russia for action in Crimea, Ukraine. How appropriate. In a recent interview, Russian Duma member Robert Schlegel was quoted as saying, quote, "Americans live in their own world, threatening Russia and its leaders as their colony. But this is not the 1990s. This is a new, powerful Russia." Well, yes, Mr. Schlegel, it is a new Russia, thanks to Western banks and Western money and expertise poured into Russia in the 1990s to help rebuild their energy companies. It is a new Russia. This war, then, will be fought on a digital battlefield, but it will have its cost. Bloomberg reports the risk to us. Quote, U.S. officials and security specialists are warning that Russian hackers may respond to new sanctions by attacking the computer networks of U.S. banks and other companies. U.S. officials involved in a White House review of the effects of further penalties on Russia didn't respond to questions about whether the study explores the risk of cyber counterattacks. Even so, Two people with knowledge of the review said it includes revisiting previous classified exercises in which small numbers of computer experts showed they were able to cripple the U.S. economy in a few days. The article's authors then highlighted the fact that Russian hackers are considered some of the world's best, and that they may have already placed malware on U.S. computers, end quote. This goes to highlight the total stupidity of war, whether hot, cold, digital, or whatever, just to further demonstrate the complete absurdity of it all. At the same time all this is going on, the U.S. government, according to former Congressman from Michigan, Pete Hoekstra, has entered into an arrangement, a deal with the Afghan government. See, we are trying to remove American troops from Afghanistan, and Mr. Karzai drives a hard bargain. He says, I will not let you leave unless you do certain things. Well, one of those things is he wants 90 attack helicopters as part of the deal, giving the U.S. permission to leave his country. That's right, folks. 90 attack helicopters, except they do not want American helicopters. No, they want Russian helicopters. So the U.S. government is buying $1 billion worth of Russian helicopters and several billion in maintenance contracts for them. With leadership like we have, it's hard to understand how this country has survived as long as it has. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.